What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, a quick note about ads from us, your hosts. We are picky about our advertisers and all of our partners are brands or products that we either use ourselves or that we think our audience would benefit from knowing about. Working with advertisers is what allows us to make this show, and they keep working with us because you, our listeners, use the unique links and codes they provide. It's one of the most meaningful ways to support what we do. So thanks for that. We're really, really grateful. If you're ever looking for a specific code, head to athingortwohq.com/sponsors and you'll find them all. Okay, here's the show.
Welcome to A Thing or Two, a deep dive into stuff we think more people should know about. I'm Claire Mazur.
And I'm Erica Cerullo. To share your thoughts on this episode or anything really, leave us a voicemail at 833-632-5463 or DM us on Instagram at A Thing or Two HQ.
And if you're dying to have your gift guide question answered and we haven't answered it on one of these two episodes, join our Geneva and ask there. The crew in there
will tell you.
Exactly. Okay, so this is gift guide part two.
Part two. Last week we did boyfriends, husbands, kids, mother-in-laws, moms. Yeah.
Now we're doing dads, father-in-laws, sister-in-laws, colleagues,
friends. Randoms.
Yeah. Randoms.
Other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing that came up this year that we have to get into.
Yeah, this was a trend.
This was a trend for this year. People being like, I need some guidance and advice for what people should buy me. Yeah. Namely, specifically, what my like parents-in-law should buy me.
Such a hard thing, especially with the in-laws, when you're like, I don't know what you think is like appropriate, right? And I don't know what you think is priced appropriately or is attractive or is reasonable or practical.
Exactly. Someone got into like the specific challenges of this. So we got a bunch of questions like this, but I'm going to read one and then we'll get into our answers. My in-laws are great people who will buy exactly what I ask as long as it's one, not personal care or appearance related, all caps, at all. Two, not a quote luxury item or a splurge version of something, i.e. no fancy candles. Mm-hmm. And three, under 100. I'm a dedicated audiobook listener and I don't need any more cookbooks or board games. They won't do a donation in lieu of gift. Gift giving is their love language, but only if the gift is very practical or they got it on a significant discount. We're fortunate to be in a financial position where I'm generally able to buy practical as they're needed. But my in-laws here, I don't need anything as a snub. Help. I think this is like really, this is really the shape of the problem.
And
the
you
shape
had of the a problem. Lot of thoughts here. You had some good ideas.
Ton of thoughts. Okay. If you're doing a practical gift, heat tech from Uniqlo, that feels like a thing that like you always kind of need. Exactly.
Yeah.
Something Yamazaki for your home that's like an organizing thing where you're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Under that sink is really annoying. That's like not a reach. Is there something that can be a tradition slash your thing? Yeah. I know you don't want cookbooks, but maybe for someone else, it's cookbooks. I really want the Lula Cafe cookbook, for example. And I feel like that would be like a fun thing to get every year.
Mm-hmm.
Records, a plant every year, a workout outfit, like something that over the course of a year, you're like, I might need.
Pajamas. You need new pajamas every year, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is there one store you can direct them to that just feels safe?
Yes. And slash, if you had to return something and get store credit, you'd be fine with it.
Exactly. My mother-in-law feels very comfortable with MoMA Design Store and Zingerman's. Those are the two stores.
Yes.
We can all trust that. Yes. Like that is a good thing going. With Zingerman's in general, there's just like so much fun sounding food that like you can let people just go a little wild. Mm-hmm. And worst case scenario, you have a food that you try and you're like, that wasn't for me. Who cares?
Right.
Dinnerware or cookware? Mm-hmm. Like, if there was like a Le Creuset thing that they could buy you every like year. Every in That's the same smart. Color.
Yes.
Or like vintage Fiesta wear, Donsk or Heath. Mm-hmm. And it's a way that you could be like, over time, you would have built up this little collection and it All would be very, yeah, delightful yeah. for like both of you to be like, oh, my in-laws mm-hmm. have given me this over mm-hmm. time. Or maybe it's a charm for a charm bracelet or a charm necklace. It feels somewhat personal, but like yeah. people can buy it without needing to know. They don't have to, it's not like an intimate gift.
Yes, yes, yes.
This company Jet Set Candy makes passport stamp charms. This is very cute,
this company. And now I'm getting targeted with all of their ads. And, you know, I'm charmed by their charms.
I love this, like, passport stamp charms yeah. of, like, somewhere that you've been in last year.
It's
That's
very
all
cute.
Anybody has to know. Where yes. have you gone?
Yes. And you also called out this New York Public Library card, which is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a charm that is a library card from the New York Public Library. We're getting into a big one here, guys. Dads and father-in-laws.
Dads and father-in-laws.
My dad sounds more like a brand persona than a real person. He's very cosmopolitan, urbane, lives in the city center even though he's 60, takes public transit, legitimately does his weekly grocery shopping at boutique cheese/bread/specialty food stores. Mwah. Always dressed impeccably. Owns a beautiful specialty meat slicer that he has in his kitchen and uses for fresh/thinly sliced prosciutto. Before you go there, I've done ham hocks more than once. Interests: art, food, and entertaining culture. Loves to read, usually big sweeping historical books. Always the hardest person to shop for on my list because his taste level is very out of my price range, and I'm tapped out on the specialty food theme. Dad recently became a grandfather, 2 grandsons and 1 more coming in January. Congratulations. And it was a little weird for him. He loves my sons, but the image of an old guy in a rocking chair teaching kids how to whittle didn't jive with his understanding of himself. He's starting to settle in. Has a very unique grandpa name with many indecipherable layers of historical context and family history that the grandkids will probably never understand. Buys them beautifully made clothes that they would immediately ruin. Talks to them about their shared interests. Boats, planes, and other well-designed machines.
Incredible.
Love
Absolutely
him.
Incredible.
I okay. feel like host-bottled cocktails are so beautiful. They make an old-fashioned called the gold-fashioned, and they make a martini. And I think this man who is doing his grocery shopping at specialty stores would really appreciate a host-bottled cocktail.
I know you were tapped out on the food things, but mm-hmm. this feels like a real novelty food item. Regalis, which is like a fancy internet grocer, makes a black truffle microwavable popcorn.
Wonderful.
Absolutely Just wonderful. Excellent. I'm obsessed with this Nordic ware indoor-outdoor kettle smoker that I found out about from Ruth Reichel.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 and it just feels like maybe he wants to be smoking salmon in his time, you know? I imagine he does.
Why not?
Opinel does custom. You can do custom engraved
knives.
This
is very smart. This is a great gift for anybody. Everybody loves a great knife.
A good knife and like one special for him.
Yes.
Berea College has this Intersections charcuterie board that is like beautiful and special.
Big Nights, which is this kitchen shop that we love.
Love.
Makes a beautiful leather planner for planning all your dinner party and dinner party scheming. It is printed and bound in New York at a family-owned leather goods shop that's been around since the 60s. And it's a beautiful gift for the person who likes to entertain.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. If your dad, it sounds like he's into artsy and designy things. Suzanne Sullivan makes porcelain playing cards, which are so ridiculous and beautiful. There's also from Amber Interiors, a pinstripe domino set that is made of bone inlay.
Yes.
Made
yes,
with
yes,
bone inlay.
Yes. For the man with the meat slicer in his mm-hmm. home, I feel like the energy of Blackwater and Sons, they do these return address labels. It's just this like very.
These are really good ones.
They're really good.
Yes.
They feel very classic and iconic and cool.
You know what? The return address stamp is the name label for adults.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is a thing that it's like, it's very, it always feels silly to buy this for yourself,
of
but
course.
What a good gift.
But then once you have it, you're so thrilled to have it.
Exactly. A donation to Billion Oyster Project. As someone who's interested in like boats and this, I feel like he's interested in the waterways
yeah.
and the health of them.
Yes. Or maybe he needs an oyster plate.
Yeah.
And Rex Design makes these really beautiful ceramic ones, or you can like go shopping for vintage ones. They're
yeah.
beautiful
yeah,
oyster
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you so much to Nutrafol for sponsoring today's episode. I went to a new dermatologist the other day, which, you know, is always, you're just like, you kind of never know what you're going to get when you go to a new
really
doctor.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a like delightful surprise. And sometimes you're like, okay, I guess that was that. And this was a delightful surprise. She was like so pleasant. And we were talking about just like aging stuff and hair thinning and whatever. And I was like, well, I take Nutrafol. And you know, you sort of like braced to like, be like, how is this doctor going to respond? And she was like, oh, Nutrafol is amazing. That is like so good. Like, way to go.
How good did that feel?
I got like props. I feel like a back pat for doing it.
I feel like when you tell doctors that you're taking random supplements that you've self-assigned, you're always bracing for it to be scolded.
Yeah. I was commended and all my moles look good. So I just don't know
Congratulations.
What else I can be doing. Yeah.
I also, when you told me the story, you were like, she believed me about my hair loss, I didn't realize that was a thing you were seeking was validation around your hair loss.
Totally.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength from postpartum to menopause to plant-based lifestyles. And no matter your life stage, Nutrafol has four unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results. So you're going to go to Nutrafol.com, take their hair health wellness quiz to identify causes of your thinning hair, and they will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. It's also now available in a vegan formula, and their newest supplement is formulated for women ages 18 and above with plant-based lifestyles who are experiencing signs of hair thinning. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months, which is also why Erica's dermatologist recommended it.
That's right.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code A Thing or Two. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code A Thing or Two. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code A Thing or Two.
Are you single and struggling with dating or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
My dad, 82 years old, loves to read serious nonfiction, but buys all the books he wants.
Loves French and Italian wine, but his taste is too expensive for me. He has all the gadgets. Generally expensive taste that's above my pay grade. A theme. He dresses pretty dapper and lives in NYC. Gets lots of compliments on his glasses and clothes. Grills meat for dinner nearly every night, but stuck in his ways when it comes to cooking. Very much a creature of habit. Likes jazz and classic rock. Thank you. Best gifts I've gotten him are interesting casual clothes he wouldn't find himself, a dapper custom English umbrella, and taking him to see live jazz.
I do think these two dads should be friends.
Yeah.
Based on my online stalking, they don't live in the same city. But if they did, they could definitely hang out. And I think a lot of the gifts we've come up with them are probably interchangeable.
That's right.
Okay, so for this guy who's stuck in his grilling ways, Campo Grande makes the most incredible pork, Iberico pork. So you can get like a... But it's for grilling. It's not, when I hear Iberico ham, I think like, well, that, I guess that's ham. I think of cured pork. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I have both had it. It is.
Oh, it's so good.
Unreal.
It's so good. Oh, someone in my family has this thing called the Durand, which is a bottle opener for old bottles and corks. And the review that I received of this product is, it's legitimately fantastic. Have had every single old cork come out wholly intact using it.
Say that last sentence again.
Have had every single old cork come out wholly intact using it.
It's just the who you have to be to say that.
Yes. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So for a person who's buying wine more expensive than you can afford, perhaps this is your answer.
Yes.
I've also become recently very obsessed with Ralph Lauren's custom stuff. They do like a ton of custom stuff. I bought a little custom hat because I wanted a plain hat that had nothing on the front.
Yeah.
And then I had a little like monogram on the back. But they do polos, they do knits, they do puffers.
Also, by the way, do this for the kids stuff. Cam received a custom Ralph Lauren sweatshirt with his name on the back and the end of four when he was turning four. It was so cute.
That's really good.
Yeah.
They do this like ridiculous cashmere sweater where the monogram is knit into the fabric.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's quite good.
Smart of them.
Quite good.
The other thing, a vintage tie clip or cufflinks from the Real Real. The Real Real is... still underutilized by men in general, as far as I can tell.
I think that's right.
You can find like a YSL tie clip, Dior cufflinks are not that expensive.
Yes, yes.
Maybe a Vinyl Me Please subscription or any sort of record subscription. You bought a record subscription for Thomas recently.
I did, from Vinyl Me Please.
Oh, from
and
this
he
place.
Loved
okay,
it.
Right.
He loved it. It was a huge hit. Another thing that Thomas has is a book called The Jazz Loft Project, Photographs and Tapes of W. Eugene Smith from 1821 6th Avenue, 1957 to 1965. It is a real piece of like New York jazz history. It features photos of Charles Mingus and Zoot Sims and Bill Evans and Thelonious Monk. And it's like, I feel like this person wants that.
Yes, they do.
The other thing, the other shop that I decided to like peruse in search of jazz gifts was Preservation Hall Jazz Band in New Orleans. They make a very cute drum ornament. And then they also make a sick hand-painted tambourine.
These are so, the hand-painted tambourine is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so good. You know what this just reminded me of?
Huh.
You know who does good merch?
Huh.
Blue Note Records.
Oh!
They have really cool merch. I think your dad might want it.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Okay. Sending a description of my dad. He's a 67-year-old workaholic lawyer many have described as quite the character, huh? He takes himself very seriously, though he also can be quite mischievous and loves to stir the pot. His interests include fishing, geopolitics, and monologuing. I truly feel like I've explored all gifting avenues already with him. Consumables for his major sweet tooth, outdoorsy gear that he already buys himself, political or economic books that won't lead to arguments. He's conservative, I'm liberal, and seemingly every dog toy or black Labrador art print under the sun. He doesn't drink and mostly sticks to heart-healthy food. While he has many entertaining childhood stories, it seems unlikely he will set aside time for something activity-based like StoryWorth, as he spends most of his at-home free time watching YouTube videos about things like beekeeping. Yes, I've gotten him multiple artisanal honeys that had little impact. I'm at my wit's end with this conundrum of a father. Please help.
I think what we've come to with the gift guide is that people know what our instinct will be to recommend and they get ahead of it.
They were like, don't you dare recommend the Flamingo Estate LeBron James, honey. Don't you dare. And not the Beckham one either.
Not neither. Neither.
Okay. A really good gift that my mother-in-law gave to my husband last year was this beautiful coffee table book, Unexpected 30 Years of Patagonia Outdoor Photography. I love Patagonia's catalog photography and just like the history of
it. It's
and
iconic.
It's iconic. And so this is this beautiful photography book with a lot of essays and also just explanations of some of the pictures that you know well. It's a delight.
outdoor photography causes no, there's no headbutting.
There's no headbutting, and it's not the outdoorsy stuff that he's already buying himself.
Exactly.
I also feel like your conservative dad might, if his aesthetics follow his political beliefs, maybe he'd be into a Smathers and Branson belt, which you, if you saw them, you'd be like, oh yes, I know. They're cross-stitch belts, and you can do a custom one. So you can get a black lab. You can get any of his hobbies
Bees,
on there.
Fish, yes. Who can say? Who yeah. can say? A friend has a company called Port Bait Company that makes bait and lures that you can order cool. like via Instagram DM, which feels fun. I feel like someone who's watching a lot of YouTube videos maybe wants a remarkable pad to take like notes and organize their thoughts around this. It's this like tablet that converts your handwriting into type.
I like that.
Beekeeping seems adjacent to mushroom growing to me, and North Spore. Makes mushroom growing kits.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this man who doesn't drink, there's obviously many non-alcoholic beverages I think might excite him. I really love the Avec ones, also because they can be mixers and you can just drink them on your own.
Yeah.
So you can get him a pack of those.
Yeah.
These Maripa house shoes, they are slippers that, one, they fold up into tiny little balls, so you can just put them right away. They're so cute. They come in all sorts of different colors. They are reversible. They're machine washable.
The flannel is like markedly good.
They're really good, right?
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good.
Father-in-law is the definition of introverted, deeply obsessed with cars, has several classic ones and model trains, legit has an entire room for trains. It has like an actual functional drawbridge for the trains. Also loves good food and tequila.
Tequila. So the first place I went with this, I was like, who do we know that loves model trains? And I was like, oh, right, Rod Stewart.
Same. And bless you for finding this, because I was like, surely the issue of Railway Modeler that he was on the cover of must be available on eBay, but it's not.
I know. Rod Stewart's ideal Christmas present is the headline, brushes for his model railway. So there we go.
Brushes.
Model railway brushes.
Yes.
They are good enough for Rod Stewart and they are good enough for this guy.
Yes.
Another thing that he might be into, a book called Dining by Rail, the History and Recipes of America's Golden Age of Railroad Cuisine by James D. Porterfield.
Yes. Fun. Or maybe he just needs a gift certificate to Charles Rowe Supply Co. to buy some more model railway stuff.
Who can say?
Or maybe he needs a beautiful toolbox like the Toyo toolbox from MoMA Design Store to organize all of his
supplies.
His tools. Okay, for the classic car fan in him, Lego makes a Chevrolet Corvette 1961 set.
Whoa, this is good.
It's a good one. I also love this business Major Minis that just makes miniatures. They don't seem to be expressly for model railways, but I assume that they are the right scale to add to his model railways.
Wow. And
they make all of these ones of existing like real businesses. You can also do a custom one, maybe for a place that's meaningful to him or to both of you.
So special.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to sisters and sister-in-laws. Sister-in-laws are always the most touchy category.
It's a touchy category.
It's a touchy category.
Yeah.
Present for woo-woo disorganized sister who holds a grudge and has two adorable kids.
Saying so much with so little.
So much with so little. House of Intuition, a business in Los Angeles, you don't say.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Makes candles.
Yeah.
That you burn, of course, to solve major problems in your life.
Uh-huh.
So one is called obstacle remover. One is called road opener. Or you could be more subtle about it and get the one that's just called balance.
So there's none that just say that just not organization.
No, but I think that like I think that the nods of obstacle remover, you know, road opener might get you there.
Yeah.
There's this photography series I love on Instagram, A Daily Cloud, and they make a calendar that has like it's like these clouds that are anthropomorphized.
Oh.
And, you know, for someone whose head is always in it, that might be good. And it's an organizing feature.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
High Tide Store DTLA, which is this Los Angeles design store, makes a moon calendar. Chances are this woman's into the phases of the moon.
I suspect.
And so is this calendar. It will tell you what phase the moon is in every day of the month. Hako incense leaves are just so beautiful.
So beautiful.
They're these little paper incense leaves. They look like real leaves, except they're white and they come in the most beautiful wooden gift box.
And you burn them and they make you happy, you know.
Goldie, which is a sort of skincare line that we love. They also make matcha and teas and stuff that you can eat. They have a superfood masks kit. They have several kits in general, but they do great stuff. Another body care line that we love is called Esker, and they're perfect for the woo-woo.
Yeah.
They're not like...
But they're like very gently woo-woo.
That's exactly what it is. They've got body scrapers. They've got body scrubbers. They've got oils. Oh, you know what they have that I'm super excited about as a... migraineur.
Yes.
They have a magnesium bath oil that like that you soak in. You put, you know, it's like an oil that you put in the bath that, and you soak in the magnesium. Oh, and for her organization, maybe she wants a Julia Elsas wiggle wall hook.
Yeah. Great idea. Great idea. Great idea.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you so much to MoMA Design Store for sponsoring today's episode. I, despite the fact that I've been shopping at MoMA Design Store for the holidays for, I can't even tell you how
years and years.
Years and years. I always forget how much I can get done there. I get all daunted by the holidays of like, these people and that people, and I'm gonna have to go to so many places and ship so many things. And then I remember, I'm like, oh, I can actually check so many people off on MoMA Design Store. And I'm sorry, but there are just not that many places left where you can do that. And it is a beautiful thing. And then the other thing that I always do every time I walk in there or go on the website is I end up stocking the gift drawer. You know, I love a gift drawer, especially in the phase that I am in where we have toddler birthday parties constantly. They have great kids stuff. They have great Hostess Kids gift stuff. So like while you're doing your Christmas stocking, you can add things like the Bodum Cafeteria French Press, which like, who doesn't want a cute designy French press? The Jelly Cat plush for kids. They have the pretzel one that is so cute. They have the coffee cup one that is so cute. I love the 2024 Stendig poster calendar. They do the Stendig poster calendar every year. It's a chic designy calendar. And I think calendars are an excellent option for the like cousin-in-law who you kind of barely know. A calendar just feels very neutral.
I love it. I love it. There's nothing like finding that perfect gift for someone on your list. That aha moment when you realize that you have something that you know they will love. This year, you're bound to find something that makes you smile and think, this made me think of you at MoMA Design Store. Every product is reviewed by MoMA curators, the same ones responsible for what's on view at the museum. Shop online at mo.ma/ATOT or in store in New York City, Soho, Midtown, and in the museum. Take 10% off your purchase when you use or mention the promo code A Thing or Two online or in US MoMA Design Stores through November 23rd, 2023. Again, that's 10% off your purchase now through November 23rd, 2023 with code A Thing or Two in store or at mo.ma/ATOT. Cannot be combined with other offers. Restrictions may apply. Every purchase supports the museum's collection and education program. So when you shop at MoMA Design Store, you are giving back to the arts too.
Okay, this one may be a doozy. New sister-in-law. She describes herself as an author, but will never discuss her writing. We've never seen anything, nothing published. She is 40. We had a running theory. Maybe her quote writing was OnlyFans. It's unclear. She loves Disney. I have secured Hannah Anderson Disney Christmas PJs. Rudy Giuliani, 4 exclamation points, and believes enough conspiracy theories that we had to change our will about which uncle would get our kids if we died. Zola was, quote, too down market for their wedding registry, but she doesn't know which fork to use. To be clear, both of these things are fine, just incongruent, right? So I need something that feels sophisticated, but maybe .. isn't.
Congrats to this person for the winning request of the year.
It's incredible. It's so good.
We've gotten so many good ones, and I do not want to degrade anyone's submission,
But how could you top this?
It's so good. She set the bar really high. Thank you for that. Okay, I have the perfect, feels sophisticated, but maybe isn't. Ami Ami Mulled Wine Kit. So Ami Ami is a boxed wine company that does great boxed wine.
It's like very cute, yes.
But they make a mulled wine kit.
I love mulled wine. Have gotten very into it over the last couple of years. And like doing mulled wine to have people over over the holidays just feels like fancy. But again, it's not very challenging.
Exactly. It comes. Yeah. So this kit comes with the boxed wine, the spice pack, the dried orange garnishes, and the instructions for making it. Done.
Done.
Okay, this one I also like as a passive aggressive gift. Gentlewoman, which is a wonderful magazine out of the UK, published a book called Modern Manners. It was a bunch of like essays and quotes from women on
which fork to use.
Yeah. No, but like, really, but like the modern day version of like how to have modern manners.
Yeah.
They published a postcard version of the set and it is delightful and $10. And I feel like maybe your sister-in-law also needs some manners.
Anya Hindmarch makes these bespoke passport wallets that you can get like embossed with a quote or a picture or like whatever. Our friend Jamie introduced these to me and I was very like, I was like, oh, this feels like very smart and special.
It is very special.
And like, you know, I feel like this person wants to be thought of as worldly.
Yes.
And a passport wallet achieves that goal.
Yes.
Two Disney gifts.
Yes.
Madewell has a Mickey Mouse embroidered cardigan in responsible cashmere. It's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's like very chic.
There really is. There's good Disney merch to be had these days. This one's very cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this company, Kitsch. Do you know this company? They're very big on TikTok. They make the air dry
curlers,
like whatever. Uh-huh. Like they're big into that world. They make a whole like series of satin pillowcases, you know, which are good for your hair. And there's a Disney collaboration with Cinderella's Castle and Crowns and like whatever.
Okay.
Maybe to sort of like prod around the writing thing. Mm-hmm. You get her a few writing related books and do a little bit like maybe you probably already have these.
You must already have this. You don't need anybody to teach you how to write, but just in case.
Just in case. Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott is a classic. Black Women Writers at Work. How to Write an Autobiographical Novel by Alexander Chi. Like all classics.
I also just something about this woman is making me think maybe she needs to learn a little bit something about cults. Mm. So maybe Cultish by Amanda Montell.
Excellent idea.
The other thing that I thought might be good for her, depending on one, your appetite for ribbing or her appetite for being ribbed. Both don't
I'm
have
nervous.
To be huge.
Yeah.
is some Four Seasons Total Landscaping merch.
Yeah.
Hood makes a really good hat that is cool looking, you know?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
Okay, boyfriend, sister, 29, children's librarian, and loves children's books / movies. Pretty much hates everything I've ever given her and doesn't really have any taste that isn't just stuff her 63-year-old mother likes. When I try to get her clothes that are more age-appropriate, read, not for a woman in her 60s, she never wears them. She's not materialistic, but loves going to Home Goods just to get stuff. I mean, this is a huge category of person you've just described there. Also has a New Year's Day B-Day, so I need two things. And this is a big B-Day, 30. My boyfriend got her a big set of glass Tupperware, which was a huge hit, but then got her Nutribullet, the mom loves hers, and she hated that. Help!
Yeah. No, it's rough. It's rough out there.
Okay, I think maybe a Book of the Month subscription.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
totally.
Let her sort of pick her own books. And
yeah. There's this company called Persephone Books that's, I'm pretty sure, based in the UK that reprints neglected fiction and nonfiction, mostly by women writers, mostly dating from the mid-20th century. That feels like a really special niche thing that is also maybe a little more grown up than the world she's like living in right now.
Maybe she needs some bookends for all her books.
Yeah.
Tortuga makes beautiful ones. Schoolhouse makes beautiful ones. Justina Blakeney makes very fun ones that are shaped like women's faces.
Yeah. Perhaps a donation to Brooklyn Public Library's Books Unbanned initiative.
Yes. Speaking of libraries and her librarianism, vintage Reed posters from the American Library Association. Remember the
Reed
posters?
These are so good. This is a great idea.
Love
a great
those.
Idea. Related, this company, Ralph and James, does framed children's picture book art prints.
These are really good.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're very special.
Also, from Film Art Gallery, you can do classic children's movie posters.
Fun. This Etsy company, Yellow Paper House, makes what they call a junk journal, which is like all this scrap paper for her own sort of like, it's a neutral gift, right? If you're just like, I need no feedback.
Yes.
Or maybe it is a fancy toaster oven. We talked about a toaster oven on the last episode, but the other one that might feel up her alley is the Our Place Wonder Oven.
Which is
kind of that thing where you're like, maybe you don't need to use any other appliances in your kitchen because this does it all.
That's right. This is also an air fryer.
Yes.
As all toaster ovens are these days.
As most new appliances are these days, this is also an air fryer.
All right. Sister-in-law trying to be an influencer and post sporadic videos on this app about a home design of suburban cookie cutter house. This app is Instagram. They submitted this on Instagram. Always mansplains the littlest things. Snobby, but for no reason. But also probably a nice person to people she likes. Probably. I love that. Thanks for giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you for giving her the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Snobby for no reason does feel like the sister-in-law theme of the year.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I think maybe she wants some Instagram-y stuff. So there's Fiona's pasta gift box is the most Instagram-y pasta you've ever seen. It is this beautiful, colorful, design-y pasta.
You'd be scared to eat it. It's so beautiful.
It's really stunning.
This glass artist, Maria Ida, makes these really beautiful pieces. Her bubble bowls feel especially cool and like they would fit in even the most cookie cutter house, but you know, would pop.
You know, I feel similarly about Madre linen napkins. Yeah. I think they're so stunning, but you can have a cookie cutter house that and not a lot of taste and still appreciate these.
Yes. The two stores where it just feels like, depending on her taste, everything will be safe is Big Night and the Six Bells.
Yes.
So just like go there.
Great idea.
I love the idea of being like, oh, you're an influencer. And so you're taking all of these photos and you need like editing tools, like pretending like maybe just it's worth it.
It's the same as giving the writing books to the other sister-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Canva subscription.
Great.
Or maybe being like, here are some actual influencers who can say, and doing a styling session with Alison Bornstein or Lake and Carlton.
Yes.
Or some interior design books that might broaden her horizons.
Yeah.
Livable Lux by Bridget Romanek, Arranging Things by Colin King, or The Be to Human, Every Room Should Sing.
Love.
I would welcome any of those.
Same.
And none of them would even feel like nags.
Sister-in-law. She is a corporate lawyer and very much a Dallas girly. Lives in Dallas, but also embodies the Dallas vibes with beach blonde hair, very fancy car to drive 5 minutes to work, has a texting relationship with sales associates at various designer stores. If you read the New York Times article from a few months ago explaining the Dallas food scene, she embodies the Dallas consumer exactly. She is a bit of a Broadway nerd. She is basically the opposite of me in almost every possible way, and I'm always afraid to shop for her. Last year, I got her a gift set from the Crown Affair, and I don't think she knew a thing about it. Would like to stay under $150 if possible. Help. I feel for this person. This person does seem scary to shop for.
She does. She really does.
There is a site, Monogram Mary, which feels like the vibe in general. And you can monogram all of their stuff, obviously. And they make something called the Vinyl Lulu Tote, which is just like a huge waterproof oversized tote.
It's like a pool club tote.
Yes. It's like a designy monogram.
Yeah.
It's not a boring expected monogram.
That's right. Something from the company Rosemary Home. Their vintage glassware especially has this like Dallas glam energy. There's also like a 1950s lighter. I don't know. This just like feels like fun and maybe the vibe. Hill House Home, if it's still in stock, did a Wicked collaboration.
This is extremely right. You nailed it.
Thank you.
There is this brand called Porto that just makes these beautiful pouches that are clutches. It's maybe like a little bit more than you want to spend on her, but in general, like a good price for something this beautiful and minimal. But again, like the linens previously, it's like you can have taste, you cannot have taste. You're going to appreciate it.
Is she a Taylor Swift fan? We have not said, but it feels like she might be.
I mean, chances are.
Pat McGrath's Liquid Lust lipstick in Elson number 4. This is Taylor's red.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that Taylor divulged her red.
I think Pat McGrath may be more divulged.
Taylor's red.
Yeah. Okay. There's also like a gift set with a lip liner that is sold out everywhere. Perhaps they will be restocking it.
Okay.
The company Staud. Mm-hmm. God, they got this timing so right. And they didn't mean to.
Yeah.
They have an NFL collaboration. Mm-hmm. And so there's Cowboys collab cardigans and clear bags that I don't know. If you live in Dallas, you are a Cowboys fan. Obviously, the Chiefs stuff is all sold out.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
No, Sarah Sodner knows what she's doing.
That's right. Yeah. And then there are Broadway shows that tour to Dallas. Nice. You could do tickets to those.
Great.
Okay, brothers and brothers-in-law.
Yes.
There's just so much less angst talking about brothers and brothers-in-law.
So much less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wonderful, extremely particular 41-year-old brother who has everything. Niles Crane from Frasier Vibes. Loves to cook, but has Le Creuset's entire line and possibly every gadget Williams-Sonoma sells. Great dad to two adorable kids, 7 and 4. Doesn't like sports, obsessed with and works adjacent to politics. New England energy, but lives in LA. Extremely helpful. Our parents get him a Loro Piana sweater every year, which he loves, but is extremely out of my budget. I'm 26. Want the gift to be a tangible thing, but not a book. Have done that a lot. A past successful gift was a New York Times birthday book. Shows that the front page of New York Times every year on his birthday since his birth year. His birthday is right before Christmas, so kind of need two gifts or one with multiple parts. Thank you.
Okay, this man I think would be into gestura utensils, which are like deeply pretentious, but also grounded, I'll say.
Groundedly pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. They're fancy cooking tools made in Japan. And so, and they look like a cook who takes themselves very seriously. They make these tweezers, which is what I think he needs.
Yes.
Cooking tweezers.
Yes, yes, yes. I also, in this like very, very similar vein, Haku-san makes a soy sauce container that is just like really smart. The little nozzle, it has a little lid and the little nozzle fits through the hole in the lid to keep the top on. It's just like very chic. And it's one of those things that maybe perhaps he doesn't have a soy sauce container, although he might.
He might not yet. Paj Studio, a company we love, sells a Kyoto coffee gift set for people who take their coffee very seriously and need the fancy pour over.
Bodum has this very good salt and pepper grinder in like, they're simple and wooden and the set is $49, but looks fancier.
It really does.
And then maybe there's just like some food product. Butter Meat Co., an upstate New York company, all of their meat is dairy cows, like old-aged dairy cows. So they're not animals being raised for their meat. And then this company called Force of Nature does bison that people are very into. Or Roscioli, this Roman restaurant company, like thing.
It's a thing. I would say it's a thing.
Doctor. Has a New York location now. That means they have like US-based
distributors.
Exactly. For their Italian foods. You can buy their house line. You could buy like a whole bunch of sauces and stuff. If you want to go in the clothing direction, Buck Mason. It is what Mark Zuckerberg wears when people think he is in Loro Piana.
Right, because The Cup posted a picture of Mark Zuckerberg talking about stealth wealth.
Yeah, exactly.
And he responded and to the Instagram. It's Buck Mason.
He's like, it's Buck Mason, also a fancy brand. Incredible. They make this flannel that feels like if Niles Crane were going to wear a flannel, this is the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this company Artisair just makes wax seals. That's their whole thing. You should get this fancy Niles Crane brother monogram wax seal.
Yeah, totally.
It's $54. Call it a day.
Call it a day. Call it a day.
My brother-in-law, who is obsessed with the Michigan State Spartans, loves cozy pants, but they cannot have elastic at the ankle. Pinot Noir fan, loves to grill, has three kids, and is a wonderful involved softball dad to his middle daughter. Prides himself on having all the right gear for outdoor games in Michigan, but otherwise is a pretty utilitarian guy who works in the plumbing industry. Okay, Maison Noir OPP, which stands for Other People's Pinot Noir.
Great. Great idea. Great idea.
Maybe to pair with it, Conserva makes a Peron on a pedestal, which is basically a decanter. And then it has this beautiful wooden pedestal that can double as, you know, a serving thing.
I love it.
Norse Projects Fallon Project Sweatpant, which is a sweatpant that's like a core piece of their collection. And I've gotten these for Chris and they're great. They hold up great and they do not have elastic at the ankle.
I mean, there you go. We have talked about this before on the podcast 9 to 10 times. Yes. The form workout gear that is posture correcting and legit works. They make tees for men and some other gear. You will give this to him. He will be like, what is this and why?
Why did you get me this?
And then you will get like 19 text messages about it.
Yes.
For sure.
They're just great at what they do.
Great at what they do. If he is a backyard griller, the Uni pizza oven, these things are really special and magical. And anyone I know who has them is obsessed.
Yes.
Oh, okay. This company called Bee Bobbler makes custom bobbleheads.
Wonderful.
So you can get him a custom Michigan State bobblehead.
My mom has a custom bobblehead of an old colleague of hers on her desk.
I love it. Why wouldn't she?
Why wouldn't she? Can you get him a custom coach jacket to wear to his softball gig?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Nami Studio makes a custom softball jacket. And it's also just like a cool coach jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
And you can get his name printed on it or his nickname or whatever.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. Coworkers, employees, boss category. Mm-hmm. We have like basically the managers who are trying to figure out what to get for their team. We've had a bunch of those come in. I'm going to read one of them and this sort of answer holds for all. Mm-hmm. I work at a nonprofit and I'm a manager for the first time. I want to get my two direct reports a thoughtful and relatively inexpensive sub $50 each gift. I'm putting a lot of pressure on this because it feels like I'm setting a standard or tradition with myself. Am I the nonfiction book gift giving manager? The vague coffee shop gift card manager? The cookies and a holiday themed commemorative tin manager? What happens when I add more people to my team? To start, you're putting too much pressure on yourself.
But you're asking an important question. What happens when I add more people to my team?
That is a very important question.
That's the only question you should really be asking yourself here.
Yes. You need to keep it reined in.
Yeah, that's
you also need to think about something that's like useful for sort of anyone. Yes. And that you can give people, you need something that comes in like multiple styles or mm-hmm. colors so that everyone's mm-hmm. not getting the exact yeah. same thing, yeah. Yeah. if that makes sense. Yeah. The standard Bagu set, it's like one thing that you can get in a million different colors.
Yes.
A gift certificate to a lunch spot near the office if you go into an office. Yes. Loop switch earplugs. Mm-hmm. You have looped earplugs.
They're great.
These switch ones allow you to like, they have like settings basically. Ooh.
Multi-level noise reduction.
So you can shift between engage, experience, and quiet modes.
Wow.
I know. Extremely fancy.
Incredibly.
A true like, you could get this for everyone's situation mm-hmm. is a hand cream.
Yeah.
No one is sad about a fancy hand cream.
Everybody needs one in the winter.
Exactly. So Necessaire does one. Mm-hmm. Aesop, of course. Mm-hmm. A couple other gift cards. Bookshop.org. You know, you can be the nonfiction book giving person without having to pick out the book. Or JetPens gift card for like people's like niche special pens and office supplies.
High Tide Store makes a little gadget rest stand that is so cute. It comes in 7 different colors. It's one of the better looking gadget rest stands I've seen. It's for your iPhone or your iPad or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, love this one. Teenage son's girlfriend.
Oh, this was fun.
This is hard. This is hard. I mean, the answer when we were growing up mm-hmm. was a Bath and Body Works gift set. Right. So maybe the like similar option is the Rode Peptide Lip Tints set.
Yes.
I would be thrilled. One. Or the Pleasing Hot Holiday set.
Definitely.
Which is nail polishes.
Or Olive and Juden manicure or pedicure system.
Love. Maybe it's a Fujifilm Instax Mini instant mm-hmm. camera. Maybe it's a collector's edition of a book you know she already loves. So it's like you don't have to be, you're getting her just like the sort of fancy version of like and acknowledging a hobby or an interest. The Folio Society has a really good selection.
I loved candles at this age.
Yeah.
And either Wary Myers candles or Marmar makes a mini candle set. Okay. The other thing I want to float out here, there's this company called the Analog Co. They make these cute canvas totes, but then they make these bobbins to go on them that to me are like a teenage gibbets. You get this bag and then you pick out the funny little pins to put on them. And I think you could start this for her.
Totally. The hillbilly neighbors who let us borrow their cat whenever we want.
Great.
Two ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're either getting a thing for the cat.
Obviously.
So where of the dog does mm-hmm. this felted mouse cat toy? Mm-hmm. Liquid Death has...
This is wonderful.
Claire, of course Liquid Death has a cat toy, dog toys in various colors.
Thank you, Liquid Death. Are you getting the sparkling or are you just getting like the normal one, the flat one? So you have to do it in multiple colors.
Right.
We're living in a renaissance of pet, designy pet toys. There's one called Lamb Wolf and one called Vitresca. Both make beautiful cat toys. And
they're like maybe too beautiful, I would say.
I think that's right.
But there's something we needed to surface.
Yeah.
We had to say.
Exactly.
And then the other way to go is food, but it's like best in class food that is not overtly fancy food.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett's popcorn, an incredible gift. O&H Danish Bakery's Kringle or Pat LaFrieda burgers.
Yes.
Like anyone would want these.
Great. All right. Incredible bestie, your most thoughtful friend who remembers your favorite treats and comes to stay with you postpartum to take care of you and make you feel like a human again. Contains multitudes. Loves tasting menus, but also bodega snacks and street food. Travel, thrifting, crafting, entertaining. Wonderful.
Harry Covert, a green bean jewelry brand, makes these custom earrings and necklaces and bracelets with these little like picto charms.
Yeah.
They're like colorful and
cool.
Yeah. And it has like, you could basically do all of her little like hobbies and her contains multitudes as a set of earrings.
Love that.
Yeah.
You could do a snack box from or snack box subscription from Snack Crate or Boxu or World of Snacks.
Koshan Butcher in New Orleans has this charcuterie spread of all made in house, mortadella, koto salami, sopressata, et cetera, et cetera. And it comes with Abita amber mustard, which just like feels like a delicious food spread for anybody. Julia Tertian cooking classes would be like a fun thing to do. Edith Young, a designer whose work we love, does these prints that are things like the blush on Marie Antoinette's cheeks, and it's like 12 shades.
They're like basically the Pantone or like the paint swatches of those shades.
Incredible. So she also has a book called Color Scheme and a reverent history of art and pop culture in color palettes.
So good. Lizzie Fortunato just came out with these confetti letter charms, and they are so good. They are letter charms that you can buy with the necklace, you can buy separately, and they have like turquoise and mother of pearl and everything in them.
Love. Sandy Liang has a collab with Subu. Wonderful. We talked about Subu last year.
We have talked about Subu.
As related to Ellen Van Dusen, but this year's version.
So cute.
Aren't they good? They have these little like ones with rosettes or the strawberries. Yeah. I think I want the strawberry ones. I mean,
they're so
quite incredible.
Cute.
And then this company, Eco makes what I can only describe as like insane pillows.
Yeah.
There's this like half ruffle pillow that has ruffles just on two sides.
That pillow has so much personality. It's like a mohawk ruffle.
Exactly. And then there's also one, multiple layers of like tulle, basically. Yeah. It's like, pillows with personality.
I've been into a fancy hair accessory as a gift.
You have.
La Reunion makes a Cote d'Ivoire comb, which is so beautiful. I would actually, this is like, it's for somebody with like really a ton of hair where you can just sort of
shove something in it.
Shove something in it. And then this other thing that I'm super into from Janessa Leone is a cashmere headband. It's a wrap headband.
Yeah.
It's like an elastic, but made of cashmere that I have been waiting for this look to come back. It's like a ballerina
look.
Like a
Prada headband.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think so.
Or a certain era of Prada
headband. Yeah, I think of it as like ballerina at ballet class training. Yeah. You know, she's not wearing it on stage, but it's like a flash dance look kind of a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Did we do it?
We did it. Oh my gosh. That's the show.
Love doing this. Yeah, but please, if any of you have more questions, take them to Geneva and get them answered.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the show.
This has been a production of Dear Media, and we are so grateful to the talented team over there for helping us make this podcast happen, especially to our wonderful producer, Allie Slice. You can follow us on Instagram at @athingortwoHQ, and if you have ideas for our show or want to advertise, email podcast@athingortwoHQ.com. Find show notes and sign up for our newsletter at athingortwoHQ.com too. If you love the show, consider supporting it by signing up for a secret menu also at athingortwoHQ.com.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.